The Horoso fire, burning some 20 miles northeast of Santa Fe, is at 3,500 acres in extremely rugged terrain. The area is largely inaccessible to ground crews. Potential for growth is considered high as there are large swaths of dead and downed trees throughout the region. Meanwhile, good progress has been made at the 24,000-acre Thompson Ridge fire in the Jemez with containment at 80%. The Tres Lagunas fire near Pecos is 90% contained. Nearly all of the oil and gas wells up for safety inspections last year failed to pass their test. That's according to the Albuquerque Journal, which says that state officials put inspections on hold because of a shortage of manpower. But when the inspections were conducted, 85% of the nearly 300 wells being looked at failed to pass. At tonight's meeting of Santa Fe's Finance Committee, they'll consider having the city terminate its contract with the nationwide insurance company, Service Line Warranties of America. The contract had allowed use of city letterhead to offer residents limited liability coverage in the event of a water or sewer line failure between their homes and city pipes. City Councilor Patty Boucher was among those finding city endorsement of a single business concern troubling. Phil Riley is CEO of Service Line Warranties and says his company is the only one endorsed by the National League of Cities.
We started working with the National League of Cities, and as they learned more about not only the product that we offered, but our results, they decided they wanted to adopt the program. And then based upon that, they came in and did their own due diligence on us and determined based upon those factors that we were a company that they wanted to be associated with.
The Democratic Party of New Mexico hosts a forum in Santa Fe this week on creating open primaries in New Mexico, like those in 20 other states. Currently, only registered party members can select nominees, with independent voters and those undeclared shut out of the process. Fred Nathan of Think New Mexico, former State Democratic Party Chairman Javier Gonzalez, and Representative Brian Egoff of Santa Fe will be exploring the political and legal issues of allowing all voters to participate. The forum is scheduled for Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Center for Progress and Justice on Cerrillos Road. The Santa Fe Police Department has just welcomed 4 new officers into its ranks. They were among 57 cadets graduating from a 22-week training program at the New Mexico Law Enforcement Academy. With the new hires, the Santa Fe Police Department now has just 5 vacancies. Santa Fe Public Schools has been fielding names for its new K-8 facility on Herrera Drive. 18 different names have been whittled down to a favorite recommendation, the Nina Otero Community School. Adelina Nina Otero, born in 1881, was a woman suffragist, educator, and community activist in Santa Fe. The naming committee will make formal presentation of their choice at tomorrow night's Board of Education meeting. Weather for Santa Fe, a 10 to 20% chance for isolated showers both today and Tuesday under mostly sunny skies. Daytime highs in the mid-80s with overnight lows near 60. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.